Danny, an emphatic victory today. You must be delighted with your team's performance.
Well, you can't not be, will you? You get four goals at home and you get 3 points. But, you know, I'm a funny old so-and-so at times because I thought we had much more in the tank. And I generally believe that first half in particular. I didn't think we put a foot to the floor. In terms of the acceleration that we could have used, I thought at times we looked a little bit pedestrian in our passing, but yet we go 2-0 up, so maybe that's good signs, that you can do that when you don't feel you're firing all cylinders. But I thought as the game went on, we got the goals, we give a little bit of a sloppy goal away, obviously, but I got back in the game straight away. I always felt we would, I always thought there was goals in the game for us, and then when we changed the dynamic of the team with the substitutions, I think they put a real extra emphasis on our attacking side of it, and I thought it was fantastic.
Four really good goals, but really important ones for Sam Winnell and Devontae Cole particularly to get off the mark.
Yeah, it is, of course it is. I mean, you don't want your strikers going too long without hitting the back of the net, and although the contributions are good, they live and die by by the goals, and the confidence is the same. So yeah, it's good to get all the strikers off and running, and that takes a little bit of pressure off them.
It was a bit of a slow start to the game. Were you pleased with your side, particularly at the back, the patience in just building into the game gradually?
There is that, yeah, of course there's that. You've got to have a composure about yourself if you want to play in a certain manner. And I think that we showed that in the first half. But, what was a little bit frustrating from my point of view is that, we knew the two full-backs, our two full-backs, were the ones who could possibly potentially win us the game. And it sounds a bit obscure, but it's true because their offensive movements would have caused them a lot of problems and did as the game went along. We didn't get them far enough forward in the first half, but we attempted to do a little bit better second half and certainly did. And then you saw certain things happening that were caused by our fullbacks with that positivity.
Yeah, because he needed somebody to take the game by the scruff of the neck first half, and it was Reece Brown that did that had that drive and supplied the second goal as well.
Yeah. That's right, and what I said before the game, that the two fullbacks could win us the game, and I think the strikers rolled their eyes a little bit, but they understood what I was saying, they need to be in that type of mood every game we play, because this day and age, the way games or football goes, fullbacks are very important in attacking mode.
You made one change today. You may have raised a few surprises that Brad Abbott got the nod today. What was the reasoning behind you for giving him the pick today?
Brad's been fantastic since pre-season. He's come in, he's took the bull by the horns, so to speak, and he's had a real good go at it. And in doing so, he's been rewarded with a new contract. He didn't get much of an opportunity last year for us to see him, but certainly pre-season, he's put himself to the forefront. And we thought, he's possibly the ideal replacement for James, who missed out with a hamstring injury. So in that respect, we felt we didn't want to upset and unsettle the team too much, and just try and keep the type of momentum going with the personnel we had in the team already. So one change and not really a big change in that respect, give Brad the nod.
How bad is that hamstring injury for James?
It'll be a couple of weeks at least. Yeah, a couple of weeks. I'm hoping it's not too bad, but a couple of weeks, I would think.
Good to have options, though, for people to bring in.
This is the whole idea of your squad, isn't it? That's why we wanted to get the cover in certain areas, and we've done that. And the biggest bonus, really, is we've had one already on our doorstep, and that's Brad. So that's been the biggest bonus so far. We brought one of the young'uns through, and he's played and done well.
Joe Dudgeon's initial month is coming towards an end. Are you going to look to extend that, Danny?
Well, we'd like to, yeah. I mean, you saw the contribution he had today for us, so obviously we'd like to do it, but that's a conversation I'm going to have with Steve at Hull and see what his thoughts are on that. I'd like to think, us giving him the opportunity and getting his fitness and this, that and the other in games, I would have thought, we'd be okay with that, but we'll have to wait and see.
Are we expecting any more transfer activity this week before the window closes?
I don't know, quite honestly. It's something we've been working on, one or two things, but nothing's come to fruition yet. But I really don't know to say that. We're trying anyway, but I'm not too sure that anything will happen.